Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Welcome to our morning show here at the Mansion on Park Row, Mornings at the Mansion. And we are so excited to have you all here listening with us today. And this wonderful spring day, we are definitely in the season of spring, and it is so beautiful today here in Pantego, Texas. Here at the Mansion, my name is Marlo, and I am your host for the Mornings at the Mansion show. And I'm so excited today to be able to share in this incredible day with my co-host, which is Jasmine Starr Williams here at the Mansion. And Jasmine will be hanging out with us here today, and we will have an incredible day just, in our element of love and unity that we have in the marketplace here at the Mansion. And we are actually located here at 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego, Texas. That's 76013 here at the Mansion. So good morning, America, and we just want to say good morning. And we definitely would love to have our callers call in today. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So we're going to go to our first commercial this morning, and we're going to listen to Unblind Me by Cree Perkins, such an amazingly beautiful song, and just ask that you would just feel free to go on iTunes and listen to her music and do a purchase. Cree Perkins.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm gonna shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. The things you have planned for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever. Cause I don't wanna stay here in my doubt. Unblind me from the things that I can't see. Need a little love, need a little light. Hey, hey, hey.
Been Born in America, and welcome back to Mornings at the Mansion. And we are concluding our topic today of Partnering with the Holy Spirit, Part 4. And for those who have been kind of following us through this little mini-series, it's just been an amazing journey in the book of Romans, chapter 8. So we are going to kind of pick up where we left off on last week and kind of just hear what the Lord has to say for us today concerning partnering with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be in Romans 8 and 28, and we're going to go through conclusion 39 on this morning. So just want to say welcome, and feel free to call in this morning at our call-in number, and that's 646-668-2247. And we can kind of all get into the meat of what the Lord is saying to us in this season of partnering with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to start at 28 this morning, and it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the images of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And 30 reads, "Moreover, whom he did predestine, then he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." So that sounds like the Trinity to me, and the three representations of who he is in our life today, and how he's called us, and how he's predestined us, and how he's conformed us into the image of his Son. And as we spoke about in the previous sessions that we talked about as the Lord partnering with the Holy Spirit, because when the Lord did leave us as he ascended, he said to us that he would leave us the Comforter. And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And knowing that he can live in us, and moreover, as 30 says, whom he did predestine, that he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. And that is just amazing to know that we're predestined, that we're called, that we're justified, and mainly glorified in Christ Jesus. So that, I mean, just resonating on the depth of that and the many facets of who, how we can really represent the kingdom today and walking with the Holy Spirit and partnering with the Holy Spirit. The Lord gives us the confidence. He gives us the word, which is his promise, that we can walk it out every day, you know, and knowing that the transition in the walk can really be as smooth as butter when you totally partner with the Holy Spirit. So I just totally want to encourage our listeners today and definitely our in-house guest today, which is Jasmine Scarf Williams. Hi, Jazz. How are you today?
I'm well.
I would like to welcome you this morning to our Mornings at the Mansion show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is truly more, I can't even really find the words to describe how honored I am to have you here. I just am so, because for those that don't know, Jazz is not a morning person, okay? And to have her on the morning show, it's just, it's amazing in that facet, first. And then secondly, having her here as co-owner here at the mansion on Park Row is just amazing. And then thirdly, that sounds like the Trinity, okay? Thirdly is having her here, because for those who do not know, Jasmine Starr is my very firstborn, and I'm so honored to have her just in the atmosphere, being all that she can be and who she's called to be in this season in business, and watching her elevate in ministry and as a mom and all the many facets of who she is, and just the Lord blessing me to live to see it. So I can't express that enough. So we are going to let Jazz just tell America a little bit about who she is and what she does and her day-to-day life of partnering with the Holy Spirit here at the Mansion on Park Row. So let us know, Terrence, what's going on?
Okay, I am co-owner of the Mansion Boutique and Style. I do hair, I do nails, I do waxing, a little bit of everything. I'm a mom, a wife, and a dialysis patient, a kidney patient.
Yes, you are. Wow. So, mentioning that, and I'm so grateful that you would like to talk to the world about that portion of your life as well, because a lot of people think that when you are, you know, a follower of Christ, and that when you walk in the council, you know, that everything is la 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 la, peachy peachy peachy, and we have many trials in life as we transition, and this has been really a major trial for you in the realm of in the medical portion of your life. You know, we just woke up one morning and there it was for you. So kind of tell America how you dealt with that.
I think the way that I deal with it is not thinking about myself, really. I guess by the time the end of the day comes and I do think that I'm tired,
yeah.
I want to go to sleep already. So I don't even have time to think about it. I don't even think about it, really. I'm just doing other stuff.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure that there are challenges in the transition of being a dialysis patient who is now awaiting a transplant. So talk about how that feels and how does that relate to you in your supernatural life versus the natural portion of your life?
Okay. The natural me wants to just... at the end, you know, whenever you get towards the end of something, it gets harder. And this is the end, so it's, like, getting harder.
Wow.
Than it's ever been. Like, I don't want to get on my machine, and I don't want to do it anymore, because it's the end. And you know it's the end. And you know you got to keep doing what you have to do, but you don't want to do it, because it's the end.
But you know what's so amazing about that? Hearing you speak about what you know, because that's what the scripture is talking about here, especially in 8:28, where it says that we know. It's not that we think or we feel or anything like that. It says, and now we know that all things, so like such as your situation and your day-to-day journey in, you know, transpiring to, and then believing that, you know, I hear you often say, you know, Mom, I know that the Lord has healed me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just walking that healing portion out and dealing with the battle of the mind. I'm sure that it's a warfare.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that. How do you handle that?
Some days when most of the time I do feel good. And I think because I feel good that I can stop doing my day-to-day things and go about life normally, like normal people would, but I still have to take medicine, I still have to do my machine. So it can get tedious if I think about it. See, that's what I don't do, because I try to stay doing other things.
To stay busy,
yeah.
To keep your mind occupied.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
I don't think about myself.
And that's beautiful, to be selfless, you know, in the transition. So do you feel that it's a lot easier? And I know it's not easy, but we can speak of easier when you give it to the Lord, when you give it to God. And
yeah, because then you stop thinking about it. You can... Because once you do that, then you are supposed to stop thinking about it, stop worrying about it.
So how does the scriptures here relate to you as you walk out your every day-to-day life, knowing, and it's so amazing here because it talks about the firstborn here, and as Christ, who he is to God, and among many brethren. But for me, with you being my firstborn, it's, you know, I can only imagine the depth of, you know, Christ, I mean, of God giving his only begotten son and him having to suffer, because it's so painful to me as a mom seeing my daughter or my firstborn or any child, period, whether the first, middle, or last, you know, go through things like that and suffer and go through the many surgeries, you know, that you've been through. And but God, you know, and then as a mother, I can, and, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, that I trust him with you and that I can say, Lord, you know, she belongs to you, you know, and even sometimes up to death, you know, you have to do that. And how do you do that? Wow. There's no rhyme or reason, you know. I think that's why being rooted in the Word and knowing who Christ is in us and then allowing the Holy Spirit to live in us to be able to walk life out, just being able to, because it comes one day at a time, you know. And we do say it's no manual, but it is a manual, the B-I-B-L-E, you know, and being able to walk it out. But I'm just so encouraged watching you walk out the trials in your life, you know. It's almost like when I see that, I see the wheat and the tare coming up at the same time, because you're also prospering in your life as well. You know, even though you have that all coming up at one time, you see the wheat, you know, which is the harvest, you know, in your life. So it's just amazing to watch you do that and the strength that you have. And I'm so, I know that to me at your age, being 28, I see you being even a greater woman than I would ever be, you know, as a conqueror, because you've already mastered and conquered this trial in your life. So I just want to encourage you as you do these things, you know. So anyway, we are going to come back and kind of listen a little bit more to Jasmine and her adventures in life and business and love. So we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to hear what Asala has to say today concerning her sweet escape.
Let
Mansion here at the Mansions on Park Row. We are live in studio with our co-host, Jasmine Williams. And we would like to say, we just like to, for the callers to feel free to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. You know, we would just like to have you call in and just kind of chime in with both Jazz and I today as she kind of expresses herself to the world, letting everyone know who she is and what she's called to do, even as she transitions from one glory to the next. So, Jazz, welcome back. And we are kind of going to kind of pick up where we left off, where the Lord was telling us in Romans 8 and 30 that we are predestined and we are called and we are justified, but more so we are glorified. And 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? Great question. If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, hello. That is amazing there. So I feel like right there I could just hey, stop there and just walk out the rest of my day. And, you know, I feel like Layla Ali sometimes when the Lord gives me, I mean, just great, you know, counsel like that and just lay that on me. I'm like, I come in, I can slay any demon, any hello, you know, just, I mean, it's just amazing. I know I'm a little animated, everybody, but that is really, truly how I feel. So I'm just so excited to be able to represent the kingdom today in the word of Romans. And we're going to pick up at 32 where he says, he that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And not just many things and not just some things, but freely give us all things. So we have the power, we have the authority, we have the, you know, the mind, the will, and the emotions, which is the whole makeup of who we are as a person. And then thirdly, that fourth man, which now is the Holy Spirit, to walk it out with us. You know, here at 33 it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified us. So how does that make you feel, Jazz, knowing that?
I know that with him, everything has been easier because when I talk to other people that have kidney disease, they go through a lot. And I feel like my transition has been really smooth.
Wow. But then, too, I see how, you know, as we, like, go to your doctors and things like that and mm-hmm. to hear, even just to hear them say, like yesterday when we had the visit, he said to you that I, and, you know, knowing that this can't happen, but he really said this out of his own mouth, that he really wished that he could clone you as a patient because, you know, being a patient that's always in compliance, you know, and that's what I think that people really have to understand the depth of being in compliance when you have issues like that. And whether it's kidney disease or blood pressure, anything, diabetes, you know, we have to be in compliance in order to be able to line up and be able to receive our healing, okay, because it's always been there for us. We just have to line up, you know. And although the Lord is going to heal us the way he chooses to, you know, because it is his choice, you know, because he can, and we have asked him this, he can give you a brand new set of kidneys from heaven like he did in the very beginning when you were in the womb. Mm-hmm. He can give you a new kidney from a donor, whether it be alive or a cadaver, you know, or he can just touch them kidneys you already have, you know, so it's his choice. And to know that you have yielded to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm just like, whatever.
Okay. Whatever you decide.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's another thing, because a lot of people, they want what they want when they want it, how they want it, instead of yielding to the spirit of healing and knowing that God loves you enough to know he will do it in his time, his way, mm-hmm. you know. And I've seen you walk that out. You know, But I always tell you now, if you have a petition, take it before the Lord and be very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and tell him what you want, you know, because you are a child of the Most High God, you know, and walk it out that supernatural life and watch it manifest into the natural. But I just can't stress enough how I salute you in your journey, you know, of your healing, you know, mm-hmm. to know that you're already healed by way of whatever God chooses. So, go girl. So let's talk a little bit about Jazz, about what your place is here at the Mansion on Park Row. What is your place here?
My place here is to, like, what I do as far as what I do.
What you do and what you're going to do, like the past, the present, and the future.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, the past was me just doing hair only.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized what I originally went to school for was to do nails, because I really used to do that when I was little, little girl. So then I started getting back into nails. And then I was like, I went to school for all this stuff, so I just need to do everything.
That's right.
So I do everything my life just will cover.
That's right. That's right. And that's wisdom. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't do that, you know. So, and then now the future.
The future.
Yes.
I don't know if I could say your shoes, but
oh yeah, you can.
I'm gonna be over a little piece of the stuff that you're doing, because you're trying to branch out and have places all over the USA.
Well, I try. That's been the call. That's the call. Like they were talking about, that men are called, men were called. He justified it. How we just come on. Okay, so when you answer the call, you know, he equips you. He don't equip before the call. He equips after the call, you know. And I was listening to Pastor Jakes talk about this week how, you know, because people ask me some of the same things, even though I'm not him. I'm just me, plain old Marlo. But they do ask me these things, you know, like, how do you do all this stuff? I mean, when do you sleep? And I'm like, hello, I get a full 8 hours. Okay, but they asked me, you know, did you know that you were going to do this when you were, like, younger and stuff like that? And I didn't, I mean, I always knew that. Yeah, okay, so Jazz would ask me that. So, no, I didn't, not into the depth. And, you know, and I know that with, you know, hand in hand with the Lord, that he says that we will do even greater things than he has done, you know, because he has left us the comforter. And I just give him the glory for that, and knowing that without Christ in my life, and having an ear to hear and being able to see through his eyes, you know. But really, I didn't know the depth of it. But see, a lot of times, to the Lord, even in my day-to-day transitions, a lot of stuff, he can't trust us with it, you know, because we be trying to work it out, fix it, do it our way. And, you know me, I have it all animated, girl, just all over the place. So a lot of times he don't, even like when we do the show or whatever, sometimes he doesn't give me the meat of things until like right before we go on the air. He'll give me the format, but he won't really give it all to me because he wants to take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him take the wheel, you know. And all these magnificent, wonderful, great people that he has put in the journey, because I do realize that there is no me without any of you. I mean, really, because I can build this whole complex all by myself looking real ridiculous. You know, just real ridiculous, you know. And I just thank him for trusting me with the women here that has a zeal for business and ministry. And we all function in a spirit of love here, you know. And I just believe, Jasmine, that you will do even greater things than I.
Really?
Yes, I believe that. Because you are, I always tell people when they was like, Jazz is so quiet. Oh, my gosh. I said, she's the quiet storm. She's my secret weapon. In which you are, because you're very smart, you know. And we all, I tell you, at your age, you know, that's why I felt that it was so important in this industry, and in this business, to be able to bring you up alongside of me instead of waiting till the Lord calls me home and then just throwing everything on you. And you have no idea of the dynamics of the business and then the industry and just, you know, and for all those who, and I'm sure everyone out there in America don't know, but we even went to school together, Jazz and I did. Yeah, after my careers and Jazz was graduating, and I thought, you know, I would love to go. If I'm going to do this, I need to get all of my credentials in this, you know, in this industry. And Jazz was like, well, Mom, I want to go to school to do nails. And she had started out, but we went to school together. And that was really interesting. And people were like, oh, my God, that's your mom? That's your mom? Yes, yes, yes. So we have been on this journey. And Jazz and I have worked together since she was about, what?
Sorry, don't worry.
And how old were you? She was 16. And she's always, you know, and the spirit of favor has just been following her around all of her life, just saying, you know, the doors have opened for her to be able to be alongside of me, you know, even in the corporate world when I had those great careers and those great jobs and great titles, I was able to bring her in under my wing. So she knows business and all of that. So I'm just excited to have you on our own little platform here that the Lord has trusted us with. You know, and being able to do that. And we are standing in the gap for her little sister, Miss Amber Sky, and knowing that she will come in and sit at the feet of our very own designer, Anthony Michelle, because that is her gifting and her passion. She remembering she was sewing those clothes on her little doll. So that is the main reason for us transitioning for the boutique. So we will just stand in the gap and wait for her until she's ready, you know. So I tell Anthony all the time, even though she's here and this is her time, but the real big picture, okay, is to be able to bring these young women up in this industry of fashion and beauty and to teach them how to be graceful like she is. And she's a quiet storm too, secret weapon. She is that. And you know, for them not to sell out to the industry, because it's so easy to do that. The enemy is there to lure these young girls, you know, and for us to, you know, just be examples for them in the kingdom and in business, you know. So I just want to encourage everyone and I encourage the callers to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And we are going to go to our commercial and listen to a little bit of Miss Asaba in her Foolish song and see what she has to say today.
Girl with a minor
walk right out of my heart. Can you promise me when the morning comes, I won't miss you so much?
Including our series for the month of Partner with the Holy Spirit, Part 4, where we have just kind of resonated ourselves in the book of Romans from Romans 1, and we will be concluding in 39 today. And I just pray that this series and session has been a help to people who have really been trying to figure out, you know, how to get their feet planted on solid ground and to be able to simplify the walk and knowing that you can walk it out with the Spirit of God and knowing how to do that and just calling upon Him. And I just encourage everyone to kind of, you know, in your own time to be able to go into the book of Romans. Romans is such an incredible chapter where Paul just poured out his heart to the Romans, you know, and as knowing who Paul was, he was a Christian slayer in the beginning, but after his road to Damascus experience, he began to partner with the Holy Spirit, and he was a man after all God's own heart, even though the Word and the Bible says that David was, but Paul was a mighty man and a great ambassador for the kingdom. So feel free to do that. So we're going to chime back in on the book of Romans, and we're going to kind of get into the end of this at Romans 37. Well, we'll kind of go up to 36 where it says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And what that's saying is as that's how the enemy sees us. He is like a roaring lion, seeking about whom he may devour. And, you know, it's like seeing the lamb and the sheep, you know, how he just, that's his prey, and that's how he sees us, and that's why the word says that as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. And that's kind of one of my national daily anthems, hearing that in my spirit every day, to know that not only can we do all things through Christ, that's Philippians 4 and 13, who strengthens us, but the word here in 27 and 8 and 27, it says, nay, in all things, that we are more than conquerors through him that love us. And 38, it says, for I am pursued that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, which is man, or anything, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's just so amazing to see here, like it says in 36, says, it is written. And that is what the Word of God is. This is the written Word of God. And in this here, you can take this to the enemy at any time. And that's pretty much the illustration that Jesus did when he was in the desert and on his 40-day and 40-night fast, where the enemy came to him and tempting him. And all Jesus did was put the word on him. And all he was saying is, it is written. And that's what the word is telling us here. that it is written. And anytime that, you know, that's the most important thing about partnering with the Holy Spirit, because when you get into the meat of your word and that word gets in your heart, the Spirit is what brings things back to remembrance. So you don't have to be walking around with this Bible every day, because it'll be in your heart to be able to slay a spirit or serve notice to any spirit from hell that it is written. And you can tell him those things. And in Jesus' name, the word says that he will flee. He will have to get back, get somewhere, sit down, go do something different. Okay, so I just, you know, want to encourage everyone, and we're just going to kind of listen a little bit to the heart of Jazz and hear what she has to say about how she feels about her everyday-to-day endeavors in life as a conqueror, and then also as a dealing with the adversaries in her life, how she's able to walk that out and kind of skip it out too, because I tell you, looking at the smile on her face, you know that she's a conqueror, you know. And knowing her, she's such an inspiration. So, Jazz, what can you express to our listeners today that's kind of had a lot of struggles and different things, whether it's their health or it's their minds or whether it's just, you know, what do you have to say to them today?
I have to say that they should want to get better, and they should not think negatively in order for the enemy to take over their mind, because that's what will happen if you do think negatively. If you stay out of self, then you can get past it, really. Doing for others will take your mind off of yourself.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not hard to just give it to him and then let it go.
That's amazing. And the thing that I love about you is you keep things simple. You know, you don't complicate things, even though sometimes you have questions. But one of the things that I have heard you say, in essence, to, you know, your illness and walking it out, is that you know that it's not about you.
Yeah, I always say I wonder who I'm going to be
for. Who thinks like that at 28? Okay. That's amazing to know that you, the things that you're going through, that's the heart of God, and that's the mind of Christ, because everything that he went through for us. And so for you to know that you know that you know, because we got into the word where it says that we know. For you to know that all of this stuff that you're going through, which is a lot, that you are going through for somebody else, that's amazing. I don't know if I thought like that at 28. I'm sure I didn't. I'm so sure I did not. Yes, that's amazing, Jazz. And just that all in itself, you know, and knowing that you're going through that for somebody else, what do you have to say to that someone today that you're going through it for?
I just can't wait to meet them.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. It don't take a lot to get me speechless, but I'm pretty speechless right now. Okay. It's just amazing to really have, to know a young, and not just because you're my daughter, but just knowing a young person that's really going through, because if you had a choice, you would not be. But since you are going through, to know you're going through for somebody else, that is so powerful. It really is. You know, when you think about that and know that and release it every day and walk it out and not complain. I never hear you complain. You know, I can tell sometimes when you don't feel well. You know, you get even more quiet, and that's like, wow, kind of scary. Like, I mean, I'll be asking like 59,000 a jillion questions, and like, are you okay? Are you sure you need anything? And da, 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 da. I know you'd be like, Mom, just be quiet, even though you're so respectful and you don't tell me that. But I can tell it, you know, just leave her alone and let her walk it out, you know, today. And then she presses through it, you know, and she's still a mom, and she's still a wife, and just to be able to stand, because, you know, when people go through, they just don't want to be dealing with no children, no husbands, no nothing. Just sometimes I'm sure there are days that you just want to pull the covers over your head,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and wow, but just seeing you do that every day, you know, I'm just so encouraged. And that's where a lot of my strength comes from, you know, knowing that I have to, you know, stay in the pain, and because I have children that are, you know, growing up to be great women of God and incredible entrepreneurs, and even though the trials and the struggles come, but knowing and then trying to be the best example I could be as a representative of the kingdom, and then be a mom, and then be a wife too, and then, you know, and then to be a mother over these 30 women on this complex, you know. That's why it's so important that we have to have an ear to hear, and knowing that, too, that it's not about me, you know, it's about them, and being, you know, just leading and guiding them into all truth of who, first of all, who they are and what they're called to do. But I just am so honored to have you here today and to talk to the world about some of the things that you go through daily, have been through in the past,
mm-hmm.
and your triumphs for the future. So I just want you to stay encouraged and continue to know that it's not about you, mm-hmm. you know. So it's all good. So how busy are you this week?
Ooh, it's Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah, so happy Easter, everyone. And this is truly about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, you know, and what he has, you know, when he rose again and he just, when he conquered death, okay, hell and the grave. And to know that that he gave us to the, when he went to hell just to get us the keys to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn my keys every day. Turn a new key every day. And just thanking God that he loved us enough to do that, you know, that he gave his only begotten son for us, that we would, that we could be all we can be, you know. And just to see that, and I see it in all these women here on the complex, and, you know, every day is not a Sunday, but for the most part it is now. For the most part it is, you know. So I just want to encourage the world today to know that we are just so elated to be able to stand before you today and talk about the things that pleases God, which is his word. And we come together and to know that his mercy is new every morning, and that we have the opportunity to be the best person we can be, you know, and to love on somebody and to give, because that's the greatest gift, because love is charity, and charity means giving, you know, and just create new atmospheres for people that you are connected to, and making sure that you stay, if not, if you're not already, to become a fruit inspector, you know. And this is the season that the Lord is severing and uncovering, you know, or vice versa, uncovering and severing, and to not take it personal, you know, and just know that this is what you're called to do, and just walk it out every day, you know. So I want to kind of do a little commercial, but we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing here at the Mansion on Park Row. Here are our upcoming events, and as you have heard in our previous sessions, that we have an incredible event that we are geared up and ready for this new white affair, which is a white party, and it is going to be April the 23rd. It's a Saturday at 7 p.m., and for those who don't know how to get your tickets, that we're going to talk about, feel free to come out to the Mansions on Park Row at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, at 76013. You can purchase your tickets in-house, or you can go on to eventbrite.com and pull up the Mansions on Park Row, and you will be able to go on and purchase your ticket there. We have very limited seating for this event. I think we're going to be able to house about 70 people here for this event, so tickets are selling, and we just want everybody to be able to come out, and as we transition in out of this first quarter into the season of spring, for people to just be able to come in and see the many facets of what this event is all about. And that is, first of all, to be able to usher a celebratory spirit into the atmosphere, to celebrate one another without just having a reason, just because we want to, you know, be able to do that. And then also to introduce our caterer here at the mansion, the mansion's caterer by the name of Alicia Russo and her team. These caterers are just so incredible that you would come out and be able to have the experience, and then also to be able to know that this is what we do here at the mansions. We do all types of events, and so for anyone that wants to have their event here, feel free to book here at the mansion, and you can give us a call at 682-970-8702. And one of the other things that we have going on, and I think that's coming up next week, the first week in April, this is amazing. We are going to have our fashion sewing technology design workshop, and that is going to be located in the Mansions Boutique by our very own amazing on-site designer, Anthony Michelle. And she is having a workshop here, so feel free to go on her website at AngelaMichelle.com, and you can book there. And I will actually have her number here for you before the end of the show to be able to have you call in and schedule an appointment, and that way you can kind of converse with her, and she'll be able to give you the details of what the workshop involves and all that. So her number is 909-645-0494. That's 909-645-0494. So those are some of the upcoming events that we have here at the mansion. And these events are definitely in May. And I just want to encourage everyone to make sure you get your tickets for sure, because this is going to be a night of just celebratory. And it's going to be also a night of fashion. So you'll be able to come out and check out some of Antina Michelle's designs on some of us magnificent models, and I'm going to be one of those. So just so everyone know what's going on, and it's just so amazing, and I'm so excited about that. And feel free to come onto the complex and just kind of see what we have going on here. We consider this one of the exclusive mini malls in Arlington. So you can get your massage on at the Mansion Spa by True Balance Therapeutic. You can get your fitness on with V-Styles. You can get your fitness on with V by Design here with Kenya Sanchez. You can get your bridal on with V-Styles, Bridal Glam. And you can, of course, come and see Miss Jan and get your hair whipped at the Mansion's Boutique and Style. And she's located upstairs on the top level in the boutique where her her studio salon is. And I think, what is it, Jazz? Stars Glow. And what is your contact information for people that want to schedule with you and get their hair done and nails done and all that?
My phone number is 682-559-6005.
Okay, can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. 682-559-6005.
So, anybody that wants to get their hair done, Jazz is an incredible stylist. She is actually my hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, check us out on the Mansions on Park Road. Check out our Facebook page. You can see all the fashions we have with Anthony Michelle and Vivica. And then we also have Miss Brenda Lee's here. And Brenda Lee has an exclusive place of fashion here that she has just a little bit of different things that you, you know, one-stop shop you don't see all the time. So we have all that going on, and not to mention over, I think it was like 20 stylists that we have here, braiders. So this is just a complex of beauty, fashion, and love. So just like to thank everyone for listening in today, and feel free to listen in next week. We're always Tuesdays at 10 at the Mansions morning show. So we're going to sell out today with Unexpected by Asaba. So feel free to go on iTunes and hear what Asaba has to say. Until next week.
so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away. But I gotta know if it's real.